Hey guys, so this is a little segment that's right before this episode because I'm recording this after I released the I recorded the episode. So somebody asked me, or somebody said that they are still on 1.20.1, and so I figured somebody else might still be outdated, so I might as well go ahead and answer. So this is how you go in the later version of Minecraft. So this has to be Java, obviously, because this server is Java. And 1.20.1 is a Java version, so you have to be using the official Mojang launcher in order for this way to work. So you want to go into the Minecraft launcher, and then you should see a button. So you should be on the Java tab on the sidebar. You should see a bunch of different games, and you want to be on the Java game. And then on in line with the green play button, to the left of the green play button is a little drop-down menu. You want to click that, and you want to choose the grass block that says latest release, and you click that. Play and it should load you up on the latest version. If you're using Optifine or something like that, it may be outdated. So go on there and choose choose latest version, and that will get you on the latest version. So hopefully this clears anything up for y'all if y'all are outdated. Maybe this so hopefully this will help for y'all. And now let's get on to the rest of the episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Wrestling Weekly. This is episode 45, I believe. And today I'm going to be doing a tour of my server. Now, if I time this right, this episode, and I edit it in time or whatever, this episode will come out on Saturday morning so that you can listen to the episode before the server launches, and then the server will launch, and you can join the server, having that knowledge. So, before we do that, I do want to point out one last thing. As you're watching this, you see this beautiful episode art. But there is something that I did not mention. And I decided to do this after I edited this. And actually published the episode. I have new episode art, or I have new podcast art. This is a more modern style. I've dropped the Powered by Anchor. And I just think it looks a lot better. It stands out more. And this is using the Blockbench Minecraft text generator. And I really like it. It's a nice plugin for Blockbench. I really like it. If you have Blockbench, it's here we go. Minecraft Title Generator by Ewan Howell, and it's really great. It looks great. Hopefully Mojang will go after me. Mojang, if you're listening to this, I tried to make it Minecraft E without Minecraft copyright whatever issues. I'm not using your correct font. I'm not using Creeper A's. It says Redstone Weekly clearly. Please don't take this down. Thank you. Actually, Mojang, if you're listening to this, I would love to do an episode with you. So I think that's everything. So now, let's go do a tour of my server, and I'll explain everything there. Okay, so we start in the main lobby. Now, this is a wonderful building. Before I get on with this, actually, I want to give huge thanks to my brother, his username is Hellosun. He helped me out a ton with this building. He is a way better builder than I am, and he helped out with a lot of this building, a lot of the building with this. So huge thanks goes out to him. So now let's get on to the tour of the server. So we start out with the main building. Now this building, when you first spawn in, you'll see a sign that says "Start here," and there's three rooms. And this first room is rules and tips. So start here, sign points towards there. There's rules on one side and tips on the other. So starting with the rules, I'm gonna run through the rules first. Rules, follow these or risk ban. There's number one, no griefing. Even if the area is unclaimed but still owned by a player, another player. This also includes pets, even outside of claims. No profanity. This includes but is not limited to chats, signs, or chat sign, no profanity. This includes but is not limited to chat, signs, skins, and builds. This also goes for anything that is not PG or G. No profanity. This includes, but is not limited to, chat, signs, skins, and bills. This goes for anything that's not PG or G. No unwanted help. If you would like to help, then ask first and accept their answer, no matter the, and accept their choice, no matter the answer. No PvP. PvP is banned. No PvP. PvP is disabled, but if you cheat or hack to be able to attack other players, you will be banned. No cheating. This includes, but is not limited to, any X-ray... Cheating. No cheating. This includes, but is not limited to, X-rays and any mods that haven't been approved. I'll make an approved mods list, likely on my blog. Yeah, I'll probably put it on my blog. So check there for the approved mods. Number 6, no cracked accounts. You shouldn't be able to join with a cracked account, but if you did somehow, you could be banned. Only ask for admin once. After you've asked, I will give you admin if I see it benefits the server. And this goes for admin or moderator, because there's normal player, moderator, admin, and then owner. Obviously, I'm the only one who can be an owner. No false claims. If you lie about someone breaking a rule, I will know, and you will be banned. Like, I will know. They no matter what you do, I will know that you lied about them breaking the rule. Because I have access to logs of every single block. I could just right-click, or I can just, like, look at any block and know who broke it, or who broke it, who blew it up, whatever. So, there's no lying about the rules. If you see anybody break a rule, email me. My email is redstoneweeklypodcast@gmail.com. Please let me know, and I can deal with it. I can see if it's true. If it's not true, then I'll ban you. So, if you're not completely sure, just tell me, hey, I'm not completely sure, but I think that somebody broke this rule, and I can investigate it, and if they did break the rule, then I will ban them. If they did not break the rule, then you won't be banned, provided that you're not like, oh, they did this, and try to pretend, and like, blow up your base, and try to make it look like they did it, because I can tell who broke it. The Wall of Shame. If someone you know hasn't been on in a while, check this list. The Wall of Shame has banned for a week, banned for a year, and banned for life. Carnata, who griefed the previous server, has been banned for a year. And no one else has been banned, because I didn't ban anybody on my previous server. And then on the other side, there's tips. Follow these for a better play experience. Number 1, build your houses along the road. This allows you to visit other players more easily. Don't worry about a certain build style, just be yourself. This makes the server feel more vibrant. Now, you can, like, if you are next door to somebody, you can build the same style. But what I'm saying is, don't try to, like, oh, they're building this. Let me build like this so that it fits in. If you want to build a style, whatever style, build whatever style you want. Don't, however, build in line with the road. It will cause problems, because I will need, when I go to extend the road, I will need, to move your house, or I'll have to ask you to move your house, or build around you, which is going to be a pain. So don't build in line with the road. Grief prevention. This will use grief prevention. Number 2, use grief prevention. This will block other players from messing with your builds. And yes, all official buildings are claimed. They're actually admin claimed, which means admins can interact with them without me needing to add their permission. If you want to know how to use grief prevention, there are plenty of tutorials on YouTube. I may or may not put out a tutorial for this, in my podcast, but there's plenty of tutorials on YouTube or on the internet. So you're bound to find one. And if you're wondering how you get your golden shovel, just right click a button at spawn and you can get a golden shovel. You just click it and it will remove your current golden shovel and then give you a new one. This is not an infinite shovel generator, though, as I said in my last episode. So, any shovels you generate will just instantly replace your... Any shovels you make will instantly replace your old one. So, it's not an infinite shovel generator. Listen to the podcast. Now, for you people on this podcast, you've already followed that tip, so good for you. However, some of you may have joined via Planet Minecraft, and that's great. Just be sure to listen to the podcast for server news and just some context in general. And then finally, number four, avoid mining very close to spawn. There are a lot of player and admin claims near spawn, so your mining would be more limited. And you would hate to be mining and be like, oh, diamonds, and you go to break it and it's claimed. So, yeah, don't build close to spawn. Now, a few little things that you may be wondering. If you're wondering how many claim blocks you start out with, I believe you start out with 200, and you gain more by playing. So for every hour you play, I believe, you get another 100 claim blocks. Do claims expire? Never. They will never, ever, ever expire. I probably will not change this rule. So, that's the building. Oh, sorry, I keep forgetting this. There's more than the tips and rules. Rules and tips. Room. There's also portal spawns. Wait, I should change this sign at some point. It says portals spawns. That's not correct. I actually decided to split it. So, there's one room on the left when you first spawn in. There's warps, and this can teleport you to many places. At the moment, it's just the Plains Village, which you can get to on foot pretty easily, but this just is a nice little warp. And then there's the Savannah Village warp, which will teleport you to a Savannah Village. And of course, there's teleporters to go back to spawn. So, and I will add more later on. And then on the other side, we have worlds. And worlds, on one side of the worlds room, there is the default world. So we have Nether Hub and End Hub Stronghold. So Nether Hub, when you go through it, you're teleported into the Nether. And the one issue is when you go in there, you will be facing a sign that says, wait, don't go here. So you want to turn around. If you don't, then you have to go back in. And then when you go again, you need to turn around and then go. That's because I built it the wrong way and I'm not going to bother to flip it. So when you go in, you're not able to run through the portal. Like, you're not going to be able to get to the other side. You're going to have to go back in. So just when you get in, turn around and then go for the Nether portal. There's an ender chest there you can toss your loot in because you don't want to lose it. There's a crude map that just shows Warped Forest, Nether Wastes, Soul Sand Valley, Basalt Deltas. Yeah, it's very crude, but it works. And then you can go through the portal, or the doors, and you're in the Nether. And there is a warped forest. Oh, there's a crimson forest. How did I not notice that? There's a crimson forest. Okay, this is strange. Let me make sure. So Sun Valley. Okay, Nether Wastes. Crimson Forest. Okay, so there is a, when you're looking at this map, there is a warped forest one way. Oh, interesting. Ah, can I fix that by rotating it, though? Using a debug stick? It would be fortunate if I edited my Let's Play segments, but unfortunately I don't. Oh man, I can't switch it. That's okay. So there's Warped Forest one way, Crimson Forest another way, Nether Waste another way, there's a Soul Sand Valley one way, and there's a Basalt Delta's another way. I believe there's a fortress at some point. If you fly out, I'm not sure. Yes, there is a fortress. So in the Soul Sand Valley, there is a fortress. There's a giant lava lake, but then if you can cross that lava lake, I mean, the portals or the stronghold or the fortress, it's not like in the ground, kind of, so shouldn't be that hard to get to. Oh, I love fresh animations. Okay, anyways. Magma cube. Oh, Oh, wow. Fresh animations make the Miami Cubes look so cool. Okay, anyway, sorry. So, yeah, and there's probably a Bastion somewhere out here. But yeah, so if you want the loot, there's plenty. There's actually, this is a great nether spawn. All the biomes are pretty easily accessible. Like, right when from the start, you can access a warped forest and a basalt delta instantly. You go a little bit farther and you get to a soul sand valley. You're probably going to want to make a bridge or have to go through the lava-filled basalt deltas, but then you get that. So, really accessible biomes. But of course, you spawn in a nice nether way, so there's not a lot of hostile mobs there, just zombie pigmen. Zombified piglin. So, and the doors automatically close, so that no zombie pigmen get in there. So, or zombified piglin. And then there's the end hub stronghold, or the end hub. This is actually a stronghold, and it basically, you go in there, and it brings you to the stronghold. It is grief protected, I believe. Yeah, it's grief protected. Let me see, hold on. Container trust, public. Access trust, public. There you go. So you cannot destroy any of this stronghold. However, you can access the loot. So if you go into this chest and you're like, oh, sweet, there's some gold in there, you can grab that. And then I would not recommend it, but you can go through the end portal. I would recommend that you don't do it immediately when you get in there. Yes, the Ender Dragon is still alive. So yeah. And when you go in there, it's an obsidian structure. There's a little ender chest so that when you realize, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that, you can toss all your loot in there. Boo-hoo, you lose the XP, but you're alive. So you jump in there and you have your stuff. And then there's also a sign that says, watch out for Endermen. Oh, and the giant thing in the sky. Which, if this is your first night of Minecraft, is the Ender Dragon. I feel like the Endermen need a texture update. Anyways, maybe they don't. I don't know. Anyways, so I'm not gonna do multiverse teleport. Survival. Bam. All right. So that's the main building. And then there is a road that, again, Hellosyn helped me with. Don't question the name. And I have a house. It's rather lame. I did not put much effort into it. It's not even furnished. I just used a bunch of light blocks to light it up. And then on the opposing side-ish, there's Hellosyn's Ranch. Enter if you dare. And that's a building. And it's a neat trailer, I guess. Yeah. And yes, it's grief protected. Also, if you want to know whether a claim is an admin claim or player claim, I believe players can also do this. You right-click a claim, and if you see pumpkins, then it's an admin claim. If you see gold blocks, no, you can't mine these gold blocks, then it's a player claim. And then further on from the stone road, there's a dirt road that Hellosyn made. I got through several things at the time that he was doing this, but my things were very small. Like, I was just, like, adding a new rule, whatever. So he did this while I was doing the finishing touches on the server, so huge thanks to him again. And then on the other side of this road, there's two bridges, or the road turns to a bridge at 2 points. And then you can enter the village. So that's really all the server is right now. However, you can change that. All you need to do is jump on the server, preferably when the server launches, if you want to hang out with a lot of other players. Hopefully. This means that people have to join for you to be able to hang out with a lot of players. So join. I'll have a link in the description of when the server launches, and then, of course, you can join whenever you want, if it doesn't work out for you to join. So that's really all I have. Like, that's about it. There's not really much else for the server. But again, you can make it bigger. That's something that I need y'all to do. So there's a plains biome here. If you want to go to Savannah, you can teleport there. I'll have more warps later on. That's the server. This is another short episode, but I mean, tell me, do y'all like these short episodes? Would you rather them be longer? Would you rather them be longer, but be released less frequently, or be shorter like these so far in season three, but be more frequently released? Because I mean, if y'all, I would prefer to really make shorter ones and release them more frequently. So, I mean, whatever y'all want though. So if y'all want that, just tell me. And now I need to get a picture for the episode art, which I will do, I think, actually afterwards, because it's gonna be really silent. So there will be episode art in this. So now let's get on to the outro. There are no questions, unfortunately. So send in them questions so that I have questions for next episode. Let's go to the outro. So if you did enjoy this episode, join the server. If you have Java Edition, the Bedrock Edition server is not getting any updates. I'm not even touching that. I don't know what to do with it. Anyways, join the server, please. And also, you can contact me if you want to. You can do a Spotify response on the Spotify app. You can also, though, you can email me at redstoneweeklypodcast@gmail.com. I may even respond to it personally. Email you, like Ivan, who I responded to. You can also review me on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. Helps out a ton if you do 5 stars. And if you do a 5-star review, not rating, review, text review, 5-star text review, I will give you a shout on the podcast. And you can join the server. The address is redstoneweekly.ddns.net. It'll be in the description. And I think that's everything. Join the server. Link in the description for the Dately link, which will tell you what time it is. And I will be there. So I will see you in the server today if this releases on the right day. I really hope this releases on a Saturday if I edit it in time. So join the server today. I will be here on the server when it launches. Probably be there for maybe an hour, depending on how many people are there. And then I'll leave and do other things. But yeah, so I'll see you on the server. Goodbye.